It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials are urging Coloradans to continue social distance and wearing non-medical masks when going out for essential activities. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says that has helped slow the spread, but that now is not the time to stop.
If we don't take this seriously, we will continue to see an increase in cases and a tragic loss of life. We will see our hospitals become overwhelmed and our healthcare system having to make tough decisions.
Hurley, he says the state hopes to see the effects of the stay-at-home order by later this week. Colorado has confirmed more than 5,100 COVID cases. Officials say the actual count could be more than three times higher. Governor Polis wants Coloradans to think of slowing the spread of the coronavirus as their patriotic duty. In a televised address Monday night, Polis recalled the sacrifices Americans made during past wars.
This generation has been called upon to make our own sacrifice, to temporarily sacrifice our way of life so that we can save human life and return to normal. And I know that we can rise to the challenge once again.
Polis warned Coloradans that the extraordinary measures needed to slow the virus will continue for at least three more weeks. He's extended Colorado's stay-at-home order to April 26th. A Fort Collins company will make ventilators for COVID-19 patients and deliver them in the coming weeks. That's according to a member of a state task force that's been trying to buy the machines during a worldwide shortage. J.B. Holston says the Woodward Company of Fort Collins, which normally makes aviation equipment, has agreed to shift to making ventilators. The company used to make ventilator parts.
They have accelerated that work and are starting to production on a line of low-cost ventilators. It looks like they're going to be able to deliver some significant supply here to the state.
Holston says the company has slowed production on its other equipment, which leaves room to build ventilators instead.
They are going to do as much as they can, as fast as they can. A number of the other lines are shut down, so they'll devote as many of those to this as they can.
Governor Polis says the state may need thousands of ventilators as coronavirus cases peak in the state. Nearly half of Colorado households have filled out the 2020 census questionnaire. At 48.5%, that puts Colorado 13th among states with the highest response rates. Within the state, Douglas and Jefferson counties have the highest response. Just under 60% of residents there have been counted. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.